British Public Radio. Travel.
Summer holiday booking may be in full swing as travel companies and airlines go into marketing overdrive. However, they could be wasting their time on millions of us, according to new research. But is there a way to get an affordable deal? One man sure to know is travel journalist Simon Calder, and he joins me now with some timely advice. Alongside him is Nilan Peris from Housetrip, which commissioned the research. Well, firstly, Nilan, what were the results of the survey?
We surveyed UK consumers on their plans to go away on holiday this year. I was shocked, really, to find that 20%, that's one in five families in the UK, are not planning on taking a summer holiday this year as they can't afford it.
Simon, were you surprised by the findings, and is there actually such a thing as a cheap holiday these days?
It's very, very upsetting and concerning, and my message is that it doesn't have to be like that. Of course, everyone is feeling the economic squeeze, but it's a question of planning the trip right, of taking advantage of the increasingly wide range of options for everything from transportation to accommodation, and keeping a lid on spending. But we all need, for goodness sake, something to look forward to.
What are some of the best insider tips for booking a cheap holiday?
Well, first of all, if you don't have to travel during the school holidays, then don't. That's probably going to save you more money than any other single tip. Next, look at the way that flight prices are going and see if you can just move your departure date by a day or so, or maybe even just take a flight at silly o'clock in the morning. And I'm off to sunny Spain soon, and I've got a really early departure from Gatwick, but it was worth me paying for a hotel at the airport the night before rather than paying for a mid-morning departure. And then when you get to the other end, bear in mind you don't have to do things the traditional way. You don't have to stay in an ordinary hotel because, thankfully, there's an awful lot of properties out there whose owners are prepared to rent them out to you, whether it comes as a complete apartment on your own or whether they are there and they're renting out a room in their home. And just looking at the price differential is quite remarkable. If you take Paris, for example, our absolute favourite foreign city, the average price paid last year, according to the Hotel Price Index, £125 a night. Compare that with Housetrip, where the average price paid for a one-bedroom apartment was £61. So a hotel more than twice as expensive.
When is the best time to book?
Ah, well, the Housetrip survey said that about a fifth of people, they're prepared to get a last-minute break in order to get the very best deal. Now, that's always going to be possible outside school holidays, but in the middle of August, you're not going to get much choice and you're not going to get a bargain. And conversely, one in six people book really, really early to get the best deal. So you can get some great deals at any time of the year. If you are constrained to go to a popular destination in the middle of summer, well, probably booking now is going to be a smart move, and certainly you'll get a lot more choice.
So what are some of the myths around booking cheap holidays?
Well, people are always saying to me, is there some magical website where you can get better deals than anybody else? Well, no, there isn't. But what you can do, if you've got the internet, you can look around and choose the best flights yourself. You can get the best value rental cars or transfers or whatever, and you can look across at the full breadth of accommodation, and you might find that actually it's well worth trying out a vacation rental if you've not done one before. I've been lucky enough to try them in various parts of the world, York and Hanover in Germany and Riga in Latvia, and on each occasion they worked very well for me and certainly delivered better value than I would get staying in a hotel. And the other thing is, you're much more engaged with the local community if you're staying in a home as opposed to an impersonal hotel room.
Nilan, how does Housetrip work, and have you seen an increase in bookings as people look to save money?
Housetrip is all about making vacation rentals as easy to book as booking a hotel. You come to our website and you punch in which destination you're looking at, your dates, and you select from a great range of over 126,000 properties, and then book in six easy steps. Have we seen an increase in bookings as people look to save money? Yes, we have. And I think it's back to Simon's point on in the locations and in the cities, in Europe especially, where hotels are really expensive. So that's Paris, Barcelona, and even places like Tuscany and Florence. In those locations, we've seen a great increase in bookings as consumers are looking at more affordable alternatives to staying in a hotel.
Okay, so if there are any listeners with homes themselves who fancy renting them out, is house trip something that might work for them as well?
If you've got a primary home or a secondary, a holiday home, and you're looking for some extra cash to help you cover costs, maybe to help you fund your own holiday, house trip's a really easy way to make that happen. Again, it's a really simple listing process. Your property is listed online. You get to review guests prior to accepting their bookings, and the cash is guaranteed to be in your bank account the stay has commenced.
Neelan and Simon, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.